This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A massive storm system threatening a large part of the Midwest and southern United States has generated substantial damage and injuries. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
In the Little Rock, Arkansas area, a tornado injured dozens while splattering homes, overturning vehicles, and tossing trees and debris onto roadways. A University of Arkansas Medical Center in Little Rock went into mass casualty level mode to treat injuries, some of them critical. Another tornado hit the town of Wynn in eastern Arkansas near the Tennessee border, where officials reported widespread damage. In Iowa, there were more confirmed twisters. There was damaging hail in Illinois, and wind-whipped grass fires blazed in Oklahoma. Power outages were reported in several states. The storm system, affecting 15 states, comes on the heels of death and destruction last week in Mississippi. I'm Norman Hall.
The head of the UN World Food Program is warning that without billions of dollars more to feed millions of hungry people, the world will see mass migration, destabilized countries, and starving children and adults in the next 12 to 18 months. In an interview with AP before stepping down from his post next week, David Beasley praised increased funding from the United States and Germany last year and urged China, Gulf nations, billionaires, and other countries to, quote, step up big time. Beasley told AP he's extremely worried about the world's largest humanitarian organization, worried they won't be able to raise the $23 billion needed this year to help meet an estimated 350 million people's worth of needs. They all need food. U.S. Ambassador Cindy McCain takes over the leadership of the World Food Program next week when Beasley steps down. From Washington, you're listening to VOA.